good Monday morning post-Thanksgiving holiday. We're with our political observer, Alan Chartalk. Alan, I hope you had a great Thanksgiving, and of course, all of our listeners.
I did, and I hope everybody else did too. I have to tell you, this is where we always say to each other, well, tomorrow's another day.
Yeah.
Got to go back on the diet. You swear you're not going to overdo it, and then you overdo it.
Absolutely, and saddened to see, just as most relieving for the holiday, Alan, that former Congressman Maurice Hinchey has passed away.
Yeah, we've spoken about this for several days now. When a presence like that leaves the land, even though he hasn't been heard from for quite a while, it really brings back all of those memories and his courage and fighting the illegal elements in the garbage industry and his ability to have great courage and to lead us when so many people didn't have courage. So, yeah, you know, it's a very sad thing to think that a guy like that, who was one in a million, has left us.
Now to the news of the day. I see that Michael Flynn now looks like is cooperating with Mueller.
Well, we're not sure. The newspapers have been very sketchy about this because they don't really know. There are signs, because what happens is that when the defense involves, for example, Trump and Trump's lawyers and Flynn's lawyers, and they all make agreements that they're going to stick together, and then what happens is all of a sudden it is clear that Flynn's lawyers are saying to the others who might be in on any kind of conspiratorial way of doing things, says, we're not going to cooperate with you anymore. And that often indicates that somebody like Flynn is flipping, as they say in the business, and is going to cooperate with the government. Hey, think about this. Who would want to spend a good part of the rest of their life in jail if they can avoid it? And that is why it has occurred to me over the months that they're going to have to cooperate somehow with the Mueller investigation, and why the president is going to have to fire Mueller one way or the other, because it's the only way. It'll be a desperate move to try to stop the inevitable from happening. And that's why the cooperation of the Attorney General in New York, Eric Schneiderman, with Mueller is so crucial, because the president can say to Flynn, you're pardoned, but he can't say it if it's a state charge. And that's why the way apparently it's working is that there's this cooperation between the New York AG and Mueller. And if one is taken out, Mueller, then the AG goes forward if he has the courage.
The privacy of emails, photos stored in the cloud, Alan, even heart rate history from a smartwatch could be at stake, according to civil libertarians, as the Supreme Court takes up a potential blockbuster case. This week, after the holiday, the justices will weigh whether the history of cell phone locations stored by a phone service provider is searchable without a warrant.
Yeah, it's a tough one, all right. I think that the horse has left the barn, to be honest with you. I don't think there's anything anybody's going to be able to do about it anymore. I know as I use my cell phone, inevitably there'll be a message saying, can we use your present location? And just for the hell of it, I always say no. You know, what business is that of yours? But it's part of the deal. And when you read a newspaper and all of a sudden you see an ad which has clearly been tailored to your interests, you know, as I say, that the horse has neighed and left the barn, gone out for a walk.
Finally, Alan, Congress stares down a shutdown. This is from Politico. Amid December deluge, taxes, government funding, and immigration, just some of the thorny issues on the jam-packed agenda.
Well, that's right, David. They've got about a month to do this thing, and they have a bunch of stuff that is very, very formidable. And remembering that both houses of Congress are controlled by the Republicans, so they have to keep their own members in line, and they have to make deals with each of them. For example, on the tax package, the deductibility of state and local taxes, which is so meaningful to so many people. On the other hand, if they can impose discipline on their people, they can shove their program through the Congress, no matter how unpopular it is with the rest of the country.
Our political observer, Alan Chartalk, joining us. Thanks, and welcome back, everyone.
Indeed.